Well, about 100 and almost 30 years, more than 120 years after the end of the American Revolution, the Declaration of Independence gets signed, an organization was created in the late 1800s, and it was called DAR, Daughters of the American Revolution, and it highlights the connection, the rich history, the connection that people have had to those that fought for our freedom, that fought for the liberation of the control of the British Empire. And after the initial chapter was created and housed in Washington, D.C., that same organization expanded. And they, of course, came to Michigan. And now there are many DAR chapters here in the state of Michigan and many subgroups. And as a result, we are hearing stories from people who have family members that date all the way back to the 1700s, the 1770s, when patriots were fighting for the liberation of what became the United States of America. And Judy Van Popperen is the state co-chair of America 250, the committee, and with Michigan DAR, the Daughters of the American Revolution. Judy, good morning. It's good to have you this morning.
Why, thank you. Good morning. And I would like to correct you. We are not DAR. We are D-A-R.
D-A-R.
USA for United States of America.
I love it. D-A-R, the Daughters of the American Revolution. Tell us a little bit about your connection.
Well, it started with my aunt. She was challenged by somebody who said, you can't qualify for this. So she did research and found out that I did have a patriot that was in the Revolutionary War. And so I joined the DAR under her original application. His name was Nathaniel Nichols, and he, as I understand it, I have to do the research to confirm this, was somewhat of a scoundrel, and he had a choice to serve in the military or go to prison because he performed some sort of petty crime at the time, and he chose the military. He was out of Connecticut, one of the states that I haven't been to yet, but that is how I was able to qualify for the DAR.
And so in doing some of this preliminary research, what was that like for you?
It was like going down rabbit holes. You go online and you find one little nugget, and then you have to investigate that nugget to find out whether or not it's true. And since then, I have found I have approximately 13 patriots that I descend from. That is what I've been able to confirm. And in order to know that you descend from a patriot, you have to follow the documentation. So that's going into a lot of vital records from different states, different counties, different towns, sometimes even church records and wills to find the connection of you to these other people.
That sounds like a full-time job.
Yeah, it is for some people.
it's a fascinating story. So when you go down these rabbit holes, what do what have you discovered amongst these 13 folks?
Well, I found that on my father's side, Nathaniel Nichols was on my mother's side. On my father's side, he descends from a gentleman called Ebenezer Dorr. He was born in 1712. His son, who I descend from, was a loyalist. He was given property from King George III for his service during the French and Indian War. But his brother, Ebenezer Dorr, was a patriot. And he was one of the unnamed people that rode the same night as Paul Revere. Because if you remember Longfellow's poem, Ebenezer Dorr doesn't sound near as good as Paul Revere.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. And so when you do this research and you find that you have these connections, what are the what was the first feeling when you found out about Nathaniel Nichols, for example? It sounds like that was the first name that you came across that had the connection.
Yeah.
What was your reaction?
It's a sense of pride that. Yeah, you only think that you are as old, your history is as old as your maybe great grandparents if you had the you were fortunate enough to know them. But then to go back and say, oh, geez, those people traveled from Massachusetts and ended up in the Manchester area in Michigan. What was that travel like in 1820s, 1830s? How did they get all that way with a horse, buggy? How many people walked? You know, it's like we take for granted what it is that we have today, that we can just go to the store and pick something up. They weren't that lucky to be able to pick up a loaf of bread. They had to bring it along with them.
Yeah. And so what is DAR doing for the 250?
The DAR in Michigan has been active for several years. We started with a first Patriot marker for the Revolutionary War as part of America 250 in 2022. That marker was placed in Lansing between the State Capitol building and the Hall of Justice. There is a veterans park there. We also placed one in Kalamazoo at the Rose Park Veterans Park. Another one in Traverse City. We've placed them in Rochester, as well as the oldest town in Michigan, Sault Ste. Marie. We placed one up in the Chippewa County Courthouse. But also there's been many markers signifying America 250 and the Patriots' sacrifice throughout the state by a lot of local chapters, too.
It's very cool. The other thing that I have to imagine would be really interesting is when all you guys get together and you start sharing these stories, like everybody has some connection. Everybody's got an individual story. Do you ever find any crossover?
Yes. Just this past week, we had our national convention, and there's a webpage called Family Search. And in Family Search, one of the drop-down boxes is find relatives near me. So you can push that button and it scans if anybody else has their Family Search app up and running. I found a lady that I was sitting next to descended from William Bradford, who was the first governor for Plymouth in Massachusetts, that I was related to her, like the first cousin nine times removed, and another lady just in front of us. And these were things that we didn't know we had that connection with. So it's interesting to find who you're related to when you didn't even know them other than brushing against them in a meeting.
Yeah, really fascinating stuff. And it's so wonderful that you've done the due diligence to go down that path and find those connections. And what a wonderful story. Judy Van Popper, thank you so much. We appreciate your time. And we can't wait for the 4th in just a few days.
Okay, thank you very much for your time and talking with me.
Yeah, you got it. Coming up on the other side, the challenge of freight carriers and how it's affecting the automotive industry. We'll talk about that next here on JR Morning.